without fail should be something that we understand, and without fail, it should be something that we remind ourselves of every day and every opportunity we get. And that is something that I believe we really need to get in our spirit as people. You know, sometimes if we're not careful, we've been talking about how we can stretch God so far from ourselves that we will put God up here and we don't take on that personal relationship with him that he would love to establish with us. You know, sometimes I believe that as people, we forget that the Bible starts out in Genesis, and the very first thing it declares about God and his creation is what would he do every day? Every day, God himself would come to walk with Adam in the cool of the garden. Amen? And I believe that if we're not careful as people, sometimes today we will act like God is way up there and God is way far away, and here we are down here with our problems that God might not even care about. But I want you to know right now, don't ever let that thought stay in your spirit, because that is a lie from the devil. That's a lie from the pit of hell, because the truth is God is more aware of you than anything else on the face of this earth. And God cares more about you than anything else on the face of this earth. Do you know that you are human beings, hallelujah, the only creature on the face of the earth that God created by breathing his breath directly into you? I mean, he spoke to everything else, but when it came to mankind, he wanted to show you such intimacy that he came and breathed his own breath in you. Why? Because God wanted to put God DNA into people. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. See, I can take you to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21, and it says, the Lord has given us an earnest of the Spirit. And if you read out that definition and define that word earnest, it as though the same thing is said when you make a down payment on a home you're buying. That's an earnest or an interest or a down payment that declares that, hey, this is yours and you're taking possession of it. So I want you to know that in every single person, see, this is why we need to get saved while we have the day. This is why we must get saved now, because I want you to know something, that the Lord has made it impossible for humanity to deny him. Listen, I want you to know, if someone tells you they're an atheist or someone tells you they're agnostic, I want you to pray for them, but don't you ever think for one instance that they have not been given a fair opportunity to know God. Oh, boy, I got to dig in for a minute. Hey, I want you to know something. I don't ever deal with people that tell me, if God is so good, why would he send people to hell? Because the answer is, he never does. He never sends anybody to hell. I want you to know something. If someone ends up separated from God, if someone ends up in hell, it's because they had to fight him tooth and nail. They had to resist every mercy. They had to resist every time he spoke to them. Because I want you to know something. Every one of us in this room right now has to take the responsibility that every time God spoke to us, we didn't always answer. Woo! Come on. I want you to know that I am saved and sold out now, but I want you to know that there was many times throughout my life where God was tugging, God was calling, God was pulling, but I didn't always answer. And I thank God that his mercy and grace and the abundance of his kindness is that even when I told him I wasn't interested, he always came tugging again. See, I want you to know something, that scripture reveals God, his purpose, and his motive towards us. And we're going to look at a couple of scriptures here. And the first one we're going to look at is in Jeremiah. Of course, I could have looked at some way before this, and I'm sure we will over the next month or so. But I just like to, this is just where I felt like the Lord led me, but I just want to share some things with you. That in Jeremiah 24, verse 6, the Lord says this, "For I will set mine eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up, and I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God." Boy, what a powerful revelation to know that God is always trying to put the awareness in your heart to soften it and open it and allow him to be a part of your life. I'm sure you've had times outside of the church. I'm sure you've had times where maybe you were not in the best relationship or position with God. And even when you were not, and even when you were doing things that you knew were not right, you couldn't get away from that time where all of a sudden he'd be tugging and pulling on your heart. Why? Because I want you to understand the very fact that Jesus came, the very fact that he was born, the very fact that he resurrected is just the constant reminder to humanity that God's motive towards us is, first of all, love, compassion, and kindness. See, some people are quick to run to the judgment side of God, and some people are quick to criticize and say all this stuff towards God, and I want us to be people that understand the truth. The truth is our God, above all, puts you first and wants nothing more than his love to just consume your entire life. Amen? Woo, praise God. I want to just continue on here, and I want to look at another scripture in the book of Jeremiah. Hallelujah, praise God. And I just want to hear again what God is saying to us and what God is speaking to us. And we're going to go to Jeremiah 31, and I think I'm going to look at verse 32 here, and it says, "Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts and will be their God, and they shall be my people." "They shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." I want us to know something, that God has never faltered from the garden till now and what he wants for us. I want you to know something. That is why even when the world looks like chaos and things are difficult and going tough all around you, that is why the Bible says, remember in those days to look up. Remember to look unto heaven, which cometh your salvation. Remember, the Bible declares to think of those things that are above and not beneath. Amen. And listen, I want us to fight for what's right. I want us to live the best way we know according to the systems in which we are a part of. But I want you to know that above all, we have got to put our rest and our trust in the Lord. Amen? The one who knows the end from the beginning. The one who will have the last word. The one who is in this thing to the end of the world. Amen? I want to remind you that the Bible says that those who endure to the end shall be saved. Come on now. Those who endure while they're happy. Woo. Those who endure while they're getting everything their way. Those who endure while they have the leaders that they like in place. Those who endure because everything is being done the way they want it to be done. No, no, no. Those who endure to the end shall be saved. And I want you to know something, that in this life, there's going to be things that shake us. There's going to be things that disturb us. There are going to be things that hurt us and hurt humanity. Those things are real. But in the middle of all that stuff going on, there is something that we have got to do from generation to generation, and that is to remember God's viewpoint of who you are and hold fast to what God really wants for us. Amen? And so with that being said, we're going to look at our main scripture today that the Lord has put in this Bible for us to grab a hold of, and we're going to find that right here in the book of Matthew, and we're definitely just going to consider the magnitude of what is going on here. And it says in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Wow. That means that Mary was supernaturally impregnated without the hand of man being involved. Remember, with man, things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Amen? Whew. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. In other words, there was a lot of people around Joseph saying, hey, man, this girl is pregnant. She didn't wait for you and her and all that. There's no way. This is God. You need to not marry this girl. Da, 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 da. But Joseph is like I pray we would be. When God reveals you the truth, and when God speaks to your life, it has to go beyond what the world would say and what the voice of man would say. And thank God that Joseph, you know, sometimes we always talk about Mary, and we should, because I think it's profound that Mary had the guts to withstand and say, hey, God, as you've spoken unto me, be it unto me. Amen. And she was bold and tenacious, and I thank God for that. But we have also got to see that Joseph was too. Amen? I want you to know Joseph had to face his own fears. He had to face his own doubts. And he had very influential people telling him, hey, don't do this. But Joseph got a word from God. And that's what I really want us to understand, that when we get a word from God, we have to make sure that the world can't change our mind. We have to make sure that even people we love can't change our mind, because they might not be able to see what God is saying to us. Amen? And we have also got to be strong enough that when we hear what God says, we go with it no matter what. You know, this is an insignificant thing now that I think about it, but I want you to know that there was a bunch of people around that loved Regina and I when we were first getting started in this thing. But do you know that I actually had a man that was studying to be a pastor tell me that me and my wife was going to be unequally yoked because she was white and I was black? Woo! Thank God that I understood that the Bible said don't be unequally yoked by marrying someone that doesn't believe. No way. No way. But anyhow, what I want you to know is that sometimes people that care for you may be thinking something that isn't God at all. And they might be thinking that they're giving you some kind of wisdom, but the real wisdom is the truth of what God has to say on an issue. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. And it says that while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, Thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Boy, I could preach on that too for a long time. Boy, there's some goodness in there. I think I'll save that till we get to like February and we're talking about marriage and family and all that kind of stuff. We're going to revisit this scripture because it is very powerful that not only did Joseph honor his wife and God, but think about how reverent he was to respect God in such a way that he even waited till after Jesus came. Amen? Man, praise God. But really what I wanted to get to today is that it says, they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Is it not powerful for you to understand that the reason why Jesus, the Son of God, humbled himself and came into the earth as a man and suffered the ridicule, suffered the difficulty, went through everything we go through? Isn't it amazing to know that he did that all just because God wanted to be closer to humanity? Wow. God with us. You know, it's so powerful because really what we're establishing here and what we're understanding here is that God was letting us know that he was willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that not only is he around us, but he is with us every single day of our life. Amen? I want you to know something, that the Bible says that if we seek him, he will be found. But I want you to know that we're starting to discover that first of all, yes, we must seek first the love of God. We must seek first salvation, and we must begin by calling on the name of Jesus. Amen? But once we do that, that's not the end of anything. That's the beginning of our relationship. Amen? Thank God that when we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we get free from the sentence of death, hell, and the grave. Amen? Thank God that when we receive Jesus, the Bible says that immediately we are translated into the heavenlies. Amen? And we have received that place of eternal life. But I also want you to know that this is just the beginning of what God wants to do with us. Amen? Because all of a sudden now we know that we must not just seek the Lord to be saved and think, okay, I've received Jesus, that's it. No, no, no. We seek him now in prayer. We seek him in his word, and then we seek him to make sure that we live our life for him. See, only when we know God in this capacity can we even discover who we really are. And in discovering who we really are, it's then that we can really start walking out the purpose of this life, and that is to make sure that we stay safe, filled with the love of God, and accessible to the lives of other people. Amen? I want to just make sure that we see here God with us. You are never alone. Even when you feel alone, you're not. Even when you think, well, I can't feel God lately. I just went through a season where, boy, I was worshiping and I was up and I was on cloud nine, but now I feel like when I pray, he doesn't even hear me. I feel this, I feel that. Listen, I know that we go through dry seasons, but I want you to know, even in your driest moment, call out to him because he's there. Woo. I want you to know that when you are feeling those times, that's when God is leaning in more than ever. Amen? Have you ever held your baby, and especially when they're hungry or something, and they're infants and they're newborn, and they're just, and they just get to crying and breathing, and they're in your little hand just breathing and shaking, and to them, the whole world is upside down because they got a little hunger problem, and it ain't satisfied yet, and they are just going crazy, and the whole time, you're holding them, protecting them, and preparing them and feeding them better than ever. Amen? Amen. Your attention for them is just so aware at that moment, but boy, they're just screaming out. I want you to know that sometimes, believers, in the spiritual realm, that's how it is with us. We're just screaming out because of the difficulty we're going through, but I want you to know something. It is at that moment that the attention of God over your life is as intense as it has ever been. Amen? Remember, it's him who has said for decades, they will be my people and I will be their God. Remember in the Bible that the Lord says, you did not choose me. Woo! I chose you. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Our God is a powerful, amazing Lord. I just want to read a couple more things to you here just to clarify how much that God was intense on us, on being our Father that would not just be around us, but that he wanted to be so close and intimate with us that if we will receive it, God is not just with us, but God is in us. Amen? Hallelujah. And we're going to look right here in the book of John. And for today, I'm going to reference John a lot this month too, but for today, we're just going to go to John chapter 15 and verse 15. It says, henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that you love one another. I want you to know that the Lord wanted us to understand in another scripture that we're going to look at in the weeks to come, that Jesus said, it is expedient for me to go. It's urgent. It's a top priority. It is critical that I go to the cross so the Comforter can come. And the Bible says, because God does not just want to be upon you and around you, but in you. Amen? I want you to know something. God with us. They will call him Jesus, and his name will be Emmanuel, God with us. See, the reason why it's documented, this is not a story. It is documented historical evidence. This is a part of our history that Jesus lived on this earth because God wanted you to get the reality of how close he really wants to be with you. I want you to know on a daily basis, God expects to hear you and he expects you to hear him. I want to remind us that the Lord says that those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. Amen? I want you to know something, that God expects you to take care of kingdom things and kingdom business. He desires it for us. He desires it as part of our life, our commitment, and who we are and who he wants to be in our life. Amen? We're just going to look at this scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And I want to read something to you. And it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16, "And what agreement have the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God." You know, another scripture says that you are bought with a price. Amen? I want you to know something, that when the precious blood of Jesus comes upon us through salvation and redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death, and we change from being people that were in darkness to being people that are saved now and full of God, when that transaction happens, and the Bible says in John 5:24 that at the time we receive him, we move from death into life. I want you to know something, that in that saving process, in that salvation process, not only are we redeemed, but we are bought with a price. Amen? Not only are our sins cut away, but we are bought and we are made so brand new that the Bible says that we are now the temple of God. That means that you yourself are a dwelling place for God. Woo! Boy, that'll make you clean up them nasty thoughts. That'll make you work harder on what you're speaking. See, we can never forget that every moment of our life is an opportunity for God to shine forth. Sometimes we forget as Christians that we have been given a light. Salvation on us means that humanity is going to see the Lord through you, and who you are and how you reflect God is going to make a sustained impact on what they believe about the love of God. It says here, "You are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Hallelujah. I will dwell in them and walk in them. See, I want you to know something right now. Why does God believe that we can have peace beyond understanding? Because we recognize his presence dwelling in us. See, now I want you to know, sometimes people say, "Well, I had this thought." No, no, no. You heard him speak. Come on. I want you to know something. It's not just your thoughts. That's the voice of God speaking to you. Just like the Lord came to Joseph and spoke to him in a dream, I want every one of us to know, not only can God speak to you, but God does speak to you. And I will tell you that the more you allow his voice to be recognized and the more you reverence and honor his voice, the more you'll recognize him speaking. Amen? Because I want you to know something. God with us. Jesus paid a price. Sure, that we would be saved. Absolutely, the most important thing he did is he redeemed us from death, hell, and the grave. But he also paid a price to dwell right in us, to be a part of our everyday life. See, this is how he can look at you and say, "Hey, I have numbered the hairs on your head." Because in his supernatural ability, he knows more about us than we know ourselves. Amen? And I also want to assure you that in his supernatural ability, he has prepared for your today and your tomorrow better than you could prepare yourself. Amen? So God with us. and God dwelling in us. Amen? Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you that if this was just something that man was trying to do, it would be impossible. But God, because this is you, because this is your doing, God, all of this is possible. Not only is it possible, but it has been done by you, Father. And Lord, it is what is going to keep us and protect us and always rescue us, God. Father, it's what's going to give us the power to overcome darkness, death, hell, and the grave. And it is what gives us the ability to know for sure that in everything we win. Amen? Now, God, we declare your glory, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, is there anybody in here right now who would say, Pastor Phil, I believe, I've heard, but I'm not saved? Is there anybody here that says, I'm not saved, or I need to make a decision today to give my life to the Lord? Praise God. If that's you, just raise your hand. Hallelujah. You're loved here. You're safe here. And you can raise your hand and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. I just am believing and thanking God that every one of us have made that decision to be saved and are walking with the Lord. Amen. If you're watching out there by live stream, I'm just going to say this prayer, and I want you to pray it with me today. If you need salvation, just say this with me. Say, Father, I receive Jesus Christ right now into my heart as Lord and Savior. Father, I thank you that you've saved me, and that, God, you are going to help me live this life from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. If that's you and you're watching online and you prayed that, I want you to write us and let us know that you did. And we are just going to lift you up. Amen. Now, we have some prayer requests right now. And this one is a good one. It says that Hardin County COVID has just gone up increasingly, and they just want us to pray that God would heal and remove this. And so we're just going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just put not just Hardin County, but all of Ohio, all of America, and the world, Father. Father, we just lift it up before you, God. And God, we just ask you in Jesus' name to break the power and the influence of COVID, Father. Lord, as this has come upon us, Father, we ask you in Jesus' name to remove it, Father. Lord and God, we just pray that, God, COVID would diminish and would decease, Father. And Lord, that we would hear, God, of the going away of this and the recovery of people, Father. And we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Father, we just put the Scott family before you, Father. And Lord, we just pray peace and comfort for them, God, right now during this time, Father. And Lord, God, we just pray for your grace and mercy to be upon that family, Father, in their time, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. And God, we pray for Don and Jane, who are very sick, Father. And Lord, we just break this off of them, God. We pray that health and healing would come upon them, Father. And Lord, we put Kansas, Kyle, Father, and Lord, we put them before you and this baby that's coming, God. And Lord, we just pray, Father, that your hand would be upon their life, Father. Lord, that you would guide them, Father. Lord, that you would speak to them, Father, that they would lean into you, Father. And Lord, that you would provide for them. And Father, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just declare your blessing upon each one of us, Father. Lord, let us go in the strength and the power of your goodness, Father. And Lord, just let us stand strong in this season and just see your hand and what you're doing, Father. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, I'll be here to pray for anybody that needs prayer. I want you to be blessed and have a great day. Amen. God bless you.